Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 28:03 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Janet Christie, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Leverage and Development, LLC, leverageanddevelopment.com. Check that out, folks. That's her website. You can find her books there and all the other things she does there. Janet, thanks again for being here. Remind the audience what you do to help small business owners every day.
Well, just like the name of my company says, I try to help them find out what their assets are and leverage them to get business, whether it's, you know, being a woman or minority owned or a small business and qualifying for government contracts and things. And then if they don't have what they need, I try to help them develop it. So that can be a lot of different things, but sometimes it's just a counseling session to help them figure out what they want to do and where they want to go.
What are you seeing as you work with your clients? Service or not, whatever their world is, their model is. What are you seeing out there for small business owners weathering the shutdown, deciding where to start or restart or not, whether the state's allowing them or to or not, if they're like me, and they're neither essential or non-essential and non-compliant. What do you think?
Well, I think the toughest thing for them right now is to do a makeover or a repackaging of what they do. The type of consulting I've been doing, especially the research part of it, I've been doing the same kind of research for 20 years, but it's had five or six different names because trends change. Mm-hmm. So I have to, you know, write a new description, call it something else, call it what everybody else is calling it, but I've been doing basically the same thing. So in order for the small businesses today through this, they've got to really listen if they want to continue to be successful and then repackage whatever it is they do.
Their post-pandemic model is probably going to be somewhat, if not extremely different from their pre-pandemic model.
Yes, and this is kind of an extreme example, but a lot of hair salons now that, you know, people are able to come back into them, they're putting shower curtains between the stalls.
Mm-hmm.
That may or may not really, you know, cut down on the mist that transmits the virus.
But it makes people feel better.
Right. And so they are understanding what makes their clientele feel better and safe to come in there. And a lot of people are, I think, one of the biggest things that's going to change is how consultants deliver their services, and it's going to be a lot more virtual.
A lot more Zooming.
I've been doing interviews because yes, well, now that's the thing. Zoom may not be the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to listen to your customer and where are they comfortable. So don't use Zoom just because it's the newest.
Right, and I was using it as a verb and more than a noun, which they probably hate because they have their brand. I remember, you know, you don't call the fridge is a short for Frigidaire, which is just one of the models of a refrigerator. But
right.
But anyway, but no, the more virtual, more virtual face to face, right, with on the screen.
But not necessarily. Some of your clients may not, you know, they're not used to working at
they
home.
May not
they
want
may
to.
Not. Want to use it? I'm going to encourage
them to do it, and I'll tell you why. Because if they've been used to having you face to face physically, well, they also called you. Then you would talk on the phone, or you would email, or whatever you do, that kind of thing, non tactile, so no images. But I'm going to encourage service people to encourage and maybe even show some of their customers how to use a video type of relationship, have that relationship, Janet, because that's what sets you apart. Your nose, your eyes, your ears, how you look, God help me, how I look, sets me apart. And I don't think humans are going to want to lose that. What do you think?
I don't think they will, but I think there's an adjustment period, and especially if you're going to do that, do not have your dog or your child in
right.
the room.
Thank you. We're gonna have to step up our professional game, right? We can't. It's no longer cute
right.
that the dog jumps up in your lap.
No. No, not if you're going to actually 100%. Be conducting business that way. And that may be the new norm. Or, you know, you do, because once people find out that it can be done that way, they may prefer that because they may stop paying rent and go into a place and they may do their business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right. So last thoughts.
So we're back I've
got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts. What do you like? How would you like to leave us?
Listen to your customers, both what they say and what their body language is saying and what they just in every way that you can listen to what the customer is saying.
Mm-hmm. And expect them to answer you differently than they would have 5 months ago, right? Don't anticipate
yes.
what they're going to say to you.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. That was well said and well timed, Jenna. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
I will, yes.
We love having you on the show. Jenna Christie, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com. Check out their website, and you'll find all of her books there and all the stuff she does there. And as you can tell, she's the best. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.